You guys stand for a little bit here. Give you a stretch out. So we're going to read the scripture verse here anyway. We've been in a series on 1 Peter, and we've called it Standing Firm in God's Grace. And that's what I want to look at for just about 5 minutes here, all right? And then I forgot, I got the clicker here. I can change slide myself. All right, here's our scripture passage I want us to look at this morning. It's from 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 22 through 23, I'm not going to expound on all those verses this morning, but I have points to pick out throughout that passage. So it says, since your souls have been purified by obedience to the truth, through the Spirit and to a genuine brotherly love, love one another deeply with a pure heart. For you have been born again, not from perishable seed, but imperishable, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. For as flesh is as all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass, the grass withers and its flower falls away. But I'm having trouble following. But the word of the Lord endures forever. This is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, put away all wickedness, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. As newborn babies desire the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow. If it is true, and actually the way that sentence should read, it does in the Greek, is since it's true, it's probably more accurate that way, since it is true that you have experienced that the Lord is good, and you may be seated. So this passage centers around the Word of God, and first of all, I want you to know that it is indispensable for salvation. It says there in verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And so the word of God is necessary for our salvation. It is necessary to be conceived into the spiritual life, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God. Secondly, it's indispensable for sanctification, and we've talked about how sanctification is our daily walk and how we grow daily to be more like Jesus. The Word of God is indispensable for that. It is indispensable because it is used to clean us, for cleansing, to make us pure, to make us holy, to be more like Jesus. And here we have this chart that we've been using off and on. And we see the verse here, seeing you have purified or cleansed your souls in obedience to the truth. So we obey the word of God, the truth of God's word, and it helps us grow. We're sanctified as we experience the power of the word of God to change us. And then the third thing is that the word of God is indispensable for sustenance. That is, for our daily nourishment, for our daily food. It makes us complete. We need the Word of God because it's indispensable for salvation, which is for our conception. It is indispensable for sanctification, that is for our cleansing. And it is indispensable for our sustenance, that is for completion or maturity in the Christian life. So can you say these three things with me this morning? Number one, it is indispensable for. Number two, it is indispensable for, and it is indispensable for sustenance. And we saw today in the skit how the Word of God played such a prominent place in the conversion. Jessica's character, as she went away and read the Bible for 3 solid hours, she came out of that experience believing that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. So the Word of God is indispensable in our life. And I don't know where you are in as far as reading your Bible on a daily basis and growing there in your sanctification and taking in your necessary spiritual food. But I just can't encourage you enough to be in the Word of God on a daily basis and just to allow the Word of God to complete you and mature you in your Christian faith. Do not be one who neglects the Word of God and doesn't grow spiritually like you should. So as newborn babes, we desire the sincere milk of the word. And, you know, I know there's a passage where Paul talks about, you know, time that you need to go beyond milk and to meat and more solid foods. But that's not what he's talking about here. Peter is saying, do you know how a newborn baby desires its mother's milk? It just cries for it. It longs for it. And Peter says, think of that. Keep that in mind. Because that's how you should feel when it comes to the nourishment you get from God's word. As a newborn baby desires its mother's milk, you desire the word of God to that extent and that much. And that's what's being discussed here. So could I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed? And I just wonder if there's anybody here that has not received Christ as their Savior. And maybe you're like James in the skit this morning. But today, you recognize that you want to become a believer. Do we have all the answers? No, we don't have all the answers. But we know the person who does. And we should desire to have a relationship with him because he created us. But then he died for our sins so that we could come to the cross and we could have forgiveness. We talked last week about how without the shedding of the blood of Jesus, there would not be remission, there would not be forgiveness of sin, which means that you cannot be saved, you cannot satisfy the wrath of God in any other way. The only payment that God will accept is the death of Jesus and his blood shed and applied to your life. So if you're here today and you've not made that decision, could I just see your hand? Could you just raise it up and then down? Up and then down. All right then, Christian, are you growing? Are you growing in your relationship with Christ? Are you becoming Christ-like? Are you in the Word of God and letting it mature you and complete you? And as you take inventory today and you think that maybe in that area you've let down, may you just ask God right now to help you, to give you that desire for his Word. Just say, Lord, I need to hunger and thirst for more of your Word. Would you put a deep desire in my heart for that? And I'm not going to ask for hands, but maybe you just want to commit yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, as you give me the grace and the desire to do that, I will be obedient. When you prompt me to pick up your word and read it, I will be obedient to the prompting of your Holy Spirit. You never know what truth might come out of a passage that you are reading that will be exactly what you need. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the ability of your word to conceive eternal life in us, planted there by the eternal word. We thank you for your word. Also, Lord, thank you for your word because it cleanses us and reveals our sin, our shortcoming. And if we confess our sin, you forgive us of all sin and you cleanse us from unrighteousness. And then thank you, Lord, for your word as it just completes our maturity as we become more and more like you. That's a prayer of a pastor's heart this morning, that his sheep would become more and more like their shepherd. And we ask for the help of your Holy Spirit in doing that. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have left is the video. Vern was here taking pictures. You know, he's such a great picture taker. I think he sent these to Matthew. He put a little summary here of what happened to VBS this week. And after this, you can be dismissed, although I'm going to stay up here today. I'm going to pray for Sarah, and if anybody else wants prayer this morning, I'll be up front. And if you want to join us and pray for these people, you may do that certainly as well. God bless you.
To the modern way, I'm trying to be somebody I'm not, but it's not what I want. And tell me there's another way. All of the lights I chased and I faded. All the cheap thrills were only time wasted. Tell me why society's plan should define who I am. Surely there's a higher way. All of my best friends are sick of pretending. To decide who I am, it never knew me anyway. I'm over trying to find the next high, cause the high never lasts. I'ma go another way. All of the lights I chased and I faded. Till it was right, the times they are changing. Tell me why society's plan should define who I am.